Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Ayin Hey. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and it's in the Halacha Yudalad, the Mishnah of Gashel Evan. If we go down 9 lines into the Gemara, starting with the words Kli Pafai. Kli Pafai Shezafsan Nochui, and we take out the next 8 or 9 words. If a papyrus utensil was tarred by a Gentile, Machlekes Rebbe V'Chachomim, Datani Haifa Gitoi, Temeya Umavakish Latara, Halulovim, Madapim, Madosha, Hadasha, Menagvam, Utahuim, Vakashel Nitsarim, Vishal Batbut, Vishal Eighth, Shal Shifa, Shal Chutin, Shal Gemi, Meyashnan, Kol Shnemasa, Chodesh. This question depends on the dispute between Rebbe and the Chacham. As it was taught, the Chacham said that if a person's olive press or wine press was pressed by Tamei people, and he now wishes to purify the press, the palm branches, which are used to gather in scattered olives and grapes, the boards, which are placed over the pile of olives and grapes to be pressed, and the press itself may be rinsed and dried, as these things can't contract tumor. The akal, which is lattice work made to cover and contain the olives and grapes, if made from canvas, wood, rushes, thread, and reeds, may be purified by leaving them for 12 months. Rishon Gamliel Omer, Mibad Labad, Umigas Legas. Rishon Gamliel says one must wait from 1 year's pressing to the next, which could be less or more than 12 months. Tani am Rav Shimon Gamliel, Emotz Latara, Miyad Noisim Betzino, Shememav, Mekalchin, Oibanah, Shememav Mahalchin, Kadei Oina, Shem Shat Menagev, Betoyroith, Kach Menagev, Beyayin Nesech. Rav Shimon Gamliel says in the Baisa, if he wishes to purify them immediately, he should place them under a stream of water or in a river for a period of time. Just as rinsing and drying with water and ashes helps to purify from tumor, so too it helps to purify a press from the Yayin Nesech that's in it. Kamhi Oina, how long is this period of time that we mentioned? Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan Oime, Chatzi Yoim V'Chatzi Laila. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered, half of a 24-hour period literally means half a day and half a night. Tani Rabchia Oime Yoim Oi Laila. Rabchia's Baisa says a day or a night. Mai Upalig, Ela Kan Sha Yoim V'Laila Shavim V'Kan V'Shein Hayoim V'Laila Shavim. Do they disagree? No. But when Rabchia taught a day or a night, it was a time of year when the day and night are equal, such as in the spring or in the fall, and Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about when they are not equal, such as in the summer or in the winter. We come to the next Mishnah, Halakech Kli Tashmish Min HaNachui, Yeshadak Lahatbil, Yatbil, Lahagil, Yagil, Lelaben Ba'or, Yelaben, Hashpud, Va'askala, Malabnon Ba'or, Va'asakin, Shafa, Vihi, Tahira. If a person acquires utensils from a Gentile, those which are usually immersed can be immersed, usually used for boiling can be boiled, usually used for roasting in fire must be heated in fire. A spit and a grill must be heated in fire, a knife must be filed with a knife sharpener, and it becomes permitted. The Gemara says, "Lekech kli tashmish min anochi dvarim sheyodeh she'osim behem oichal nefesh kagon koisos medicham v'tahirim aval yoyus v'kumkamin ma'gilam b'chamin v'kulam shenishtamash behen af pi shelo yihidbil v'higil v'shaf v'liban hari elu tahirin." If a person acquires utensils from a Gentile, items that are known to be permitted for food consumption, that are known to be used for food consumption, like cups, may be rinsed and are permitted, but vats and hot water urns must be put in boiling water. If any utensils were used before they were kashered, either by immersing, boiling, filing, or heating with fire, depending on which type of utensil we're talking about, their contents are permitted. The utensils are assumed not to have been used in the last 24 hours, so when the prohibited flavors that are absorbed into the walls are released into the food, they do not prohibit because they only worsen the flavor, which is a concept of nosen tam lefagam that we learnt earlier.